With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Leo Maitland, KCBS foodie chef at Ritu, Indian soul food in the Mission in San Francisco, Chef Rupam Bhagat. Good to see you, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Well, I'm always good in your company because I know I'm about to eat some great food. Chef, born in Mumbai, grew up in Mumbai. Growing up, what was coming out of the kitchen and who was cooking in the family?
My mom is a great cook, and growing up we ate always really well, and we were exposed to food very early on, to really great food. Early on, my parents both are into food. My dad was a real foodie and loved food, and that's where I guess we got our passion for food from.
That passion early on. So of all the dishes that your mama cooks and cooked as a child, as a kid, what were your favorites? What were your favorite dishes that mama cooked?
I always say whatever my mom cooked, is I love it, but some of the things, the most simple things, it's the dal, the lentils that she makes, any type of lentil that she makes, I absolutely love it. It's like sometimes it's just a bowl of that is enough for a meal. I would say the biryani that she makes is really good as well. I believe our idea of doing biryani for us came from that too, and then she makes the shrimp curry with the poppy seeds. That is on our menu as well. That's the recipe that we got from her. So these are some of the dishes that stand out right away.
And clearly you got the bug for food early on, passed on from mum. But when did it become a real, true passion of yours? When did you start getting in the kitchen, sticking your fingers in places they shouldn't be? When did cooking become a real passion?
I was not the kid who grew up in the kitchen. I was the kid who ate well. I didn't start cooking. Later on, when the time came to choose a profession, when you have to decide, in India, you have to decide whether you want to become a doctor, engineer, or, and I was never really good at academics. I was not the kid who was ever going to excel in that, because so when the time came, my sister and my mom suggested hotel management. It was very hands-on, very something like a creative process, and something that you didn't have to be, was very physical, and you had to be moving and doing things. And I looked into it, and I decided to join. And the day I started my hotel management school, the first day I entered the school, my first class was cooking, was the kitchen, and that was the time I decided, if I'm going to be in this, I'm going to become a chef. I'm going to cook, and
that was it.
Yeah, that was it.
You got the bug. Your passion would take you to New York City to culinary school. What was your takeaway from culinary school in New York?
The culinary school was a great experience. It's not as much as what they can give you. It's more what you can take from that. They expose you to the basics, and then what you do with that is more what I got from culinary school. But it's all about the basics. You learn the basics and then you take it from there. So it was a great experience. Got to learn a lot. Some products that I saw that I never saw before in India. It just set the right tone for the future.
Coming to America, what were your thoughts about American cuisine, American food, and what was the one thing you were most excited to try when you moved here?
Most excited to try for American food, growing up, when we are in school, you learn more about French cuisine. It's not the, especially when I was coming up, right? When I went to school, there was nothing as such like American food. It was American cuisine was also just like starting to expose, getting that exposure. All the chefs were coming up with their restaurants, and for me, it was more about barbecue that I knew about, maybe burgers and fries and things like that. But when I came here, it was a totally different experience. You know, we learned about Tom Skeller, who opened his restaurant right around the time when I came to United States, and what he was doing there. Chefs like Daniel Blue, I know he's not from America, but he had a restaurant by then, and what he was doing there. John George, David Bowie, all these chefs who were doing their thing. Alice Waters here in Chez Panisse. So it didn't change. It changed completely once I was here.
Sure. You would join the Ritz-Carlton. Ritz-Carlton took you all over the place. Where was your first job with the Ritz-Carlton?
My first job was an externship with Ritz-Carlton Naples in Florida. And then I started full-time at the Reynolds Plantation in Georgia. I love to travel, and that was my whole thing was, and for me, cooking was the means to get to do that. And luckily, I was fortunate enough to do that with the Ritz. After that, I went to Portugal, went to Bahrain, and then made my way back here to Half Moon Bay.
And there we met, Half Moon Bay. I want to go to Portugal for a moment. Never been there. I love Portuguese food. Tell me about your experience in Portugal.
It was great. For me, the food was great. The products that you see, some of the freshest seafoods, even the produce, everything was great. But for me, what really stood out was the work and life balance. Over there, it's like... over here, and we just keep on pushing, right? Every day we come in, we do it, we do it for 14, 15 hours. Over there, it's like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
It's 8 hours, that's it. I need my break, which is great, and it was a big change for me because I was coming from a place which was like super busy, and we were working like 15, 16 hours a day, and there was no break. We were just like, keep pushing every day, and keep getting better. And over there, it was just like much more laid back. Yeah, I enjoyed my time in Portugal.
And then Bahrain?
Bahrain was another experience, much limited. Product-wise, everything is flown in. So it all depends on when it got there, how it got there. So you never knew what you were going to get. It was in abundance, though, because... people believe in abundance over there.
Sure.
Even though it doesn't need to be that way. But every experience teaches you. Experience teaches you. Sometimes it teaches you how to do things, and sometimes it teaches you not how not to do things.
Well, your next stop, where we did indeed meet a decade ago, Half Moon Bay, the Ritz-Carlton, just a hop, skip, and a jump from here in San Francisco down the coast. You mentioned some great chefs. There's another great French chef to add to the mix, Chef Xavier Salomon, a mentor, a friend.
Yeah, Chef Xavier Salomon, he's been a great influence on what we do, what I have become as a chef, as a kid in my career. Yes, he's a friend, he's a mentor. More so, he's a family. We always look up to him for advice. We always, he's like one of the first persons that I call if I want to know something or if I'm having any questions or doubts on doing it. He's always there, and we're very fortunate to have him.
If someone could draw a family tree of all the chefs who've come through his kitchens, it's a pretty impressive tree, impressive lineup of chefs, right?
Yeah, no, it is. I still remember when I went to my chef in Bahrain, and I told him that, hey, there's a position that's open up in Half Moon Bay, and there's a good possibility that I can get it, and I want to apply for it. And the first thing he said was, oh, you want to go work for the fun chef, Xavier Salomon.
Well, he is.
And when I got there, he was everything that I was told that he was, and much more than that. It was very intense. He pushed us. He pushed us to look beyond just the stove, then the cutting board, look beyond, everything that has to do with food is your responsibility. Even the plate that goes under the table, the plate that's put on the buffet table is your responsibility. It's at the end of the day, the food is getting served in that, so you have to check, you have to make sure it's up to the standards that you're putting for the food. So it's a totally different outlook than what we were, how we were brought up or
sure.
came up in the.
And I have a feeling that knowing so many chefs who've worked with and for Chef Xavier. You want to do your best for yourself, but you also want to do your best for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
He inspires that.
Yeah, absolutely. He definitely pushes you to be your best. Push and do every day, make it better. And that's his drive, you know. There are days where you miss and, you know, and you hear about it. And there are days where you get it right and, you know, and he appreciates that. So
recently you got to travel with Chef. You went to France, your first trip. What a trip. And what a guy to go to France with. Yeah. Give me a highlight.
You know, it was a trip that we planned for a long time. I think he was more excited than myself, because he has been talking to me about this for like last 3 years, and he has been telling, every time I met him, he was like, I have to take you to my hometown. And it was every single bit that he told me. Great food, great hospitality all over wherever we went. You know, we ate and drank 5 days.
You ate and drank with Chef Xavier?
Yeah. It's hard to believe,
right? And ate and drank.
It's hard to believe that. But yeah, that's what we did. You know, met some great people, went to some great restaurants. It was a great experience.
Well, Chef, let's talk about Ritu, Indian soul food. What's behind the name, Ritu?
Ritu, for us, it means seasons. So what we are doing here is like we're focusing on the seasons. You know, we are in the Bay Area, we are in California, we are in San Francisco, and there's so much abundance of products, of produce, of seafood, everything. So we want to utilize that. We want to make that the main focus of our food, and change our menu whenever we want with the products, with the best products that's available.
And Ritu is the big sister to your little food truck, Dumb SF, that does the rounds on wheels all over the Bay Area. And they complement each other, but they're different.
Yeah, absolutely. So we started out as a food truck, you know, and it's been like almost 4.5 years now. You know, and that the food truck focuses on biryani, kati roll, and chaat, which is like street food. And it does great. You know, we have a great following, great support from the Bay Area community wherever we go. But the restaurant is completely different. You know, we have much more space here, much more sources to do more in the restaurant.
Sure.
And we focus on doing that.
Ritu, Indian soul food. What is Indian soul food, and what will people discover on the menu?
Indian soul food for us is food. For us is not just about filling yourself, you know, it's something that makes you happy, it makes you satisfied. You know, you can be full by eating a meal, but if it's not something satisfied, it doesn't satisfy your soul, it doesn't makes you happy, then it doesn't, it's for us, it's not food, you know, it's just, you know, it's just a meal. That's what we are trying to do here. We want to make sure that yes, you are, you do feed yourself, but you also feed your soul. You know, you make yourself happy. You're happy here by our food, by our service, by our hospitality. It's just an overall experience that we want to create here.
Well, listen, I've never come through these doors before and not left with a happy tummy. So you're doing something right, Chef. We were just in the kitchen together. We made a yummy dish. Actually, I watched. You made it. Talk me through this dish right here.
So over here, we made a steamed fish dish that is, that the inspiration came from the southern part of India, but also something that that a community called Parsis, they make this steamed fish that is crusted with coconut. So we have kind of combined two different cuisines into one, and that's what we try to do here. You know, we're not focusing on any regions, or so we did like a coconut crusted fish that we steam it with like a coconut curry that is made with tamarind, onions, tomatoes, and I think it complements really well.
I can't wait to have a bite. I'm about to, but I have to say, at the core of every Indian dish are obviously great spices. What are the tenets of most Indian dishes in terms of spices? What are the spices that end up in almost every dish?
I believe, for me, we always we call this like a blend of garam masala, like in a whole or a blended form, powdered form. In the whole, I would say like the green cardamom, cinnamon, bay leaves, and cloves. We use a lot of black cardamom here too. I love the flavor of aromas and the flavor of black cardamom, but it has to be used in restraint. It's very strong. So for me, those are like the spices that we always end up using pretty much in a lot of our dishes here. So like, for instance, our biryani that we make, it's like a blend of like 14 different spices that go in there in whole or powdered form. So.
And you know, when you enjoy Indian food, I was in India not too long ago, earlier this year, Kerala, and every day I was eating lamb or goat. Any goat on the menu here?
We do it as a special sometimes, whenever we are able to source some fresh goat meat, but usually we always have lamb on the menu. For me, goat, the freshness of goat is very important for us to use it, and due to limitations of supply, we kind of like just not put it on the menu, but like we do it as specials whenever we can source it.
Every day of the week, there are new reasons to come here.
Yeah.
The menu changes as the garden grows and the seasons shift, which is a wonderful thing. But let's walk through the week. Talk me through some of the special things that you have going on different days of the week.
So during the week, we do different promotions throughout the week. Starting Tuesday, we do curry rolls. So that is our version of Taco Tuesdays. You know? So we didn't want to do tacos, but we wanted to do something that was relatable. And so we do curry rolls. We are pretty well known for our curry rolls from our truck.
Who've never had a curry roll, what's a curry roll?
Curry roll is a wrap that is made with like a paratha, which is flaky. And then I would say it's a version of burrito, but minus the rice and the beans.
Sure.
So it's only protein or vegetable with some pickled onions and some chutney. Very simple, but
very
flavorful.
Yeah, very very simple, but very flavorful.
Yeah.
Paratha Thursdays.
Yeah, so on Thursdays, you know, I give you that midweek boost to get through the rest of the days to weekend. We do different types of parathas, stuffed breads, which is parathas are Indian versions of pupusas, which is made with like whole wheat flour, and we do different types. Being in the mission, the culture here, we do one of them which is like pork with like chicharrones inside. Then we do one with the lamb, chicken, so all sorts of them.
You're making my mouth water here, chef. I'm really excited about your Sunday suppers. Third Sunday of the month.
Yeah.
Mama's involved, Mom's in town, and she's part of your Sunday supper experience. Talk to me about Sunday supper. The next one coming up just around the corner, this coming Sunday. So what's Sunday supper all about?
Sunday supper, so our mom has such a big influence on our cooking, right? Even though I went to culinary school and, you know, worked under all great chefs, she still has a great influence on the cooking that we do here. So we decided to come up with a menu where you know, where she is involved. You know, she has a dish, I have a dish, and we see how and give our guests an experience of food that I grew up eating,
yeah,
and also the food that I'm cooking right now. So we create a menu. It's three courses, and each course has two dishes or more. One is created by myself, and one is created by her. She makes the menu. We put it all together here, you know, and then we, it's fun. It's fun to have her here. She's, you know, she is in the dining room having a seat and sees, you know, all the guests enjoying the food that she is. She was involved in conceptualizing.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet Mama. Cool. I should mention that your Sunday supper, the fourth Sunday of the month. So folks, if you want to come, check the calendar. I'm going to be here this coming Sunday. I'm definitely going to, I want to meet Mom. So folks can come, enjoy the supper, get some wine pairings to go with it as well. Chef, I'm so excited about all the things you're doing here. I've been a fan since the first day we met. People always ask me what the greatest meal of my life was. I always say it was for my 40th birthday. That was just around the corner. And it was. And you were there that night, and I'll never forget that 40th birthday dinner. It'd be naughty to not sit here and not have a bite together, Chef. Folks, if you just joined us, talking to Chef Rupam, Ritu Indian Soul Food, on 24th Street in the Mission in my neighborhood. And Chef, the dish again, as it appears in the menu, the title of it is?
Steamed fish with the coconut curry and coconut crust.
and we're going to share the recipe with our listeners. Dive in, chef. Little fish. Let's get some of that lovely curry sauce. And my gosh, Picasso, eat your heart out. This is a work of art. Sorry to mess it up, but here we go. Mmm. Oh. A little taste of heaven in one little bite. As with all your dishes, layers of flavor, a little kick in the pants as well. Chef Rupam, keep on doing great things.
Thank you.
Folks at home, do yourself a favor. Come to Ritu, Indian Soul Food on 24th Street in the Mission. Also check out the Dumasef food truck. You'll see it on wheels. Just follow your nose and you'll find it. The recipe, you'll also find that, my friends, the steamed fish with coconut crust and sauce, and Chef Rupam's story at kcbsradio.com. And click on Foodie Chat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.